Most vacations are over and sitting in the sun relaxing has come to an end. It's time now to make plans to attend the Bethany 2019 Spiritual Revival Mission Conference. The theme for this year is Piercing the Darkness. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. From Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2. The conference begins this Sunday, September 8th through September 15th. The Reverend Alan Parr, one of Bethany's sons, will be the keynote speaker. Reverend Parr is a Bible teacher, preacher, and conference speaker, and founder of an online ministry. Check out his YouTube channel called The Beat. Other missionary participants are WYAM, Emmett and Alexia Da Silvia Fall from Senegal, Stan Meyer with Jews for Jesus, Timotheus Pope with City Kids Ministry, Abby Herity of Biblical Ministries, Mrs. Catherine Jetter, and Reverend Paul Jetter of Haiti Literacy Program, and Reverend Keith White of Killingsworth Mission. Our special musical guest is Mercy Acts International Ministries. On Saturday, September 14th at 10 a.m., there will be a spiritual warfare seminar, and at 4 p.m., the international dinner. Everyone is invited. You won't want to miss a day. Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. We thank you for joining us today for the conclusion of Consider What God Wants Your Life to Be and Choose Accordingly. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Consider What God Wants Your Life to Be and Choose Accordingly.
That's the best one that I can give you today. You know, there's a lot of things, a lot of bad choices that we might make. But I want to tell you one choice that you can make that you won't go wrong. And that's to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I tell you what, since I've accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior, and this thing with God has become real, I tell you what, my life has been so enriched. My life has been so blessed. And I just thank God. As a songwriter said, some folks would rather have houses than land. Some folks choose silver and gold. These things they treasure and forget about their souls. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. Oh, the songwriter said, the road is rough and the going gets tough and the hills are hard to climb. But I started out a long time ago. And there's no doubt in my mind, I've decided to make Jesus my choice. Amen. Amen. That's the best choice. That's the best choice you can make, is to make Jesus your choice. Another choice that you can make is a good name. And you know, when you think, well, look at Proverbs 22 and verse 1. Proverbs 22. In verse 1, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. You have the power to choose your name. You choose your name. And when you think about your name, you know what that's talking about? Your character. You choose your character, because when people hear your name, the first thing that's associated with your name is your character. And if you've got a bad character, guess what? You've got a bad name. You've got the power over your name. You've got the power over your name. Now, I know that there's some folk that might have sour grapes with William Raymond Glaze. I understand that. But you know what? Their sour grapes might be because maybe I offended them in some way. But you know what? Hopefully they'll never be able to say, well, you know, he got a rotten name, because he did such and such a thing, or he did that. You might be able to pick out some things that are little and insignificant. But my prayer to God is that my name would always honor God, that I would make choices every day that would continue to give my name a name of honor. And I pray to God that each member of Bethany Baptist Church and those who would hear this message today, that you would make a choice every day that if you have a name of honor, that your name would be continued to be honored. You know, man, my heart is just grieved as I think about what happened to Kobe Bryant. Man, my heart is grieved because, you know, here was a guy. And I was reading this, and when I read this, it just broke my heart that much more. It said, his squeaky clean image made him one of the NBA's most recognizable and marketable stars. He recently signed a multi-million dollar deal with Nike and has endorsement deals with Sprite, McDonald's, and Spalding. A poll taken last fall by Burns Sports and Celebrities Incorporated rated him the third best product endorser in sports behind Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan. The image was one of a perfect role model, a superstar athlete who didn't have a parking ticket, the All-American boy, and now the image is tarnished. Now, regardless of what happens, I pray to God that he knows Christ. I've been praying for him, and even if he don't know Christ, I've still been praying for him because I wouldn't want anybody to have to go through that situation. But, you know, I think it's a good lesson to us all that choices have consequences. Choices have consequences. And the fact that he had to get on national TV and say, I am here in front of you guys, furious at myself, disgusted at myself for making the mistake of adultery. He had out of his own lips. Here was a guy that had one of the cleanest images that a professional athlete could have. Man, and you know, he was lauded as the prototype athlete because this is what athletes should be. Positive role models, somebody that the kids can look up to, somebody that's not going around acting foolish. And now, whether he in the long run is innocent or guilty of what he's being charged of, it don't make any difference at this point. His name, who his character is going to be taken through the mud. And what I'm here to say is that he made a bad choice. And you know, one bad choice can take you out. One bad choice can ruin your life. And every day when you get up, you choose when you put your feet, when you put both feet on the floor, you choose whether or not you are going to continue to lift up your name that's already being honored, or you're going to jeopardize taking your name through the mud and cause it to be a name that's disgraced. Man, I pray to God that you would value your name, that you would value what you have, because your name is associated with your character, and your character is who you are, and that when people would think of your name, that they would say that here is a respected person in the community. Here is an individual who is respected in the circles that they are involved in, because they have protected their name. They have done everything that they could to keep their name, maintain the honor and the dignity of their name. You make that choice. Nobody makes that for you. God said to the Israelites, I set before you every day life and death. Choose life. Choose to keep your name up there. Choose to keep your name as a name of honor and dignity every day. You can choose your friends. You can choose the people that you hang around with. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. And as we look at the passage here, we see that Moses had every opportunity to continue to hang around with the crowd in Pharaoh's house. But God had a job for Moses to do. And really, it goes back to the title of our message today. Consider what God wants your life to be and choose accordingly. And you know what? That even comes down to your friends. That even comes. So you have the, nobody can come and make you be their friend. Nobody can do that. You have the power to choose your friend. Now, you know, I know that there's some people, you know, as soon as you get a little something-something, they just kind of attach on to you, and they've made the choice for you that they're going to be your friend. so I don't know about that. But I'm saying for the most part, you know, the people that you socialize with and that you find your fellowship with, you make the choice of who they're going to be. Hebrews 11, verse 24, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, that meant when he came to the point where he could accept an official position in the kingdom, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Look at this. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. He chose not to go the way of the world. He chose not to hang around with a bunch of people who were going the way of the world, enjoying the pleasures of the world. He said, look, they're going in the wrong direction. He said, they're headed to bad places, and I'm making a choice. I'm making a conscious choice that I'm not going that way, but I'm going this way. You've got the power to choose who you want around you. And you know, the scripture says, iron sharpens iron. I want some folk around me that's going to sharpen me. I mean, really, I do. I really don't want people around me that's going to take me down. You know, I don't want people around me that's going to drag me through the mud with them. You know, I want to be around a bunch of folk who will gather together and who will encourage my heart, who will be like that iron sharpening iron, that when we rub up against each other, that we will make each other better and that we will become all that God has us to be. As iron sharpens iron, good friends. Y'all have the choice. I can make the choice of good friends. The third thing that I see as far as life choices are concerned is that I can make a choice to spend time with Christ. I can make the choice to spend time with Christ. Look at Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10 and verse 38. Now it came to pass as they went, Jesus and his disciples, that they entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. Look at this. And Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. She has chosen. Mary chose. Mary got up, and she saw Martha scurrying around. And Martha's like many of us. Oh, man, look, I'm doing all the work. You know, why is it that I got to do all the work? And nobody else is going to help me. And she went to Jesus, somebody who she thought would have a sympathetic ear. And what did Jesus say? She has chosen the best thing. That when you get up in the morning and you decide to spend time with the Lord, guess what? You've chosen the best thing. You've chosen the best thing. Yeah, you're talking about life choices. You're talking about life's choices. You're talking about choices along the way that will bring you to a destination point, choosing a good name, choosing your friends. Well, you know what? Guess what? That when you get up in the morning, you have life and death before you. Every day you get up. You got life and death before you. You can choose to jump in the shower, death. Now no, that's life in a way, you know. Spiritual. You can choose to read the newspaper, death. You can choose to turn on the TV, death. You can choose to rush out of the house and go to death. And look at all, without even trying. You know, what do they call that on the computer where, you know, things are not working and they just, default back, you know, to the normal. See, and that's what we do. We default every day. Default back to death. That's exactly what we do. We default back to death every day. Just by nature of the fact that we get up and we go about our business and we don't do anything, guess what? We've defaulted back to death. You know, you haven't chosen life. You got to choose life. When you get up, there's life. There's life in this word. God is waiting to breathe life into your soul. God is waiting to share with you directions and orders for the day. God is waiting to strengthen you in some trials that you're going to face today. God is waiting to give you wisdom for some things that you're going to come across today and you're not going to know what to do. God is waiting to give you life about some life decisions that you have to make along the way. And you get up and you choose death. You choose death by default. God says here, she has chosen the good part. She chose the good part. She made a conscious decision. You know what? As impressed as Jesus would be with my collard greens and pork seasoned with some Mrs. Dash, as impressed as he would be with that, I'm making a choice because it's more important for me to sit here and hear what he got to say. It's more important for me to hear that. As impressed as Jesus might be with how sharp I look when I jump on Pat, as impressed as Jesus might look, as how good my hair looks and how nice my makeup is put on and how well trimmed my mustache is, when I go to work, he's going to even be more impressed if I sit here at his feet. He's even going to be more impressed if I just choose to take a little time and be with him today. Now, however that works out for you, you need to do that. You know, maybe, once again, everybody don't spend time with God in the morning, but you got to make a conscious choice along the way sometime during the day that you want to let something go. That's right. Because I'm making this choice. That's right. I'm going to sit at Jesus' feet. That's right. And if you don't do that, guess what? That's death. You're bringing death to your life. I don't know how many frustrating days I have had when I get up, don't spend time with God, and just go through the day frustrated. And, you know, sometimes I get up and spend time with God and things hit me like a ton of bricks. But, you know, there's just something different about having been with the Master, having talked to the Lord and spent a little time with him that I'm able to deal with it a little bit better. I don't know. Maybe there's a conviction there saying, you know, man, look, I gave you a little something to get you through the day. And you need to come into his presence and spend time with him. Good choices. He said, Moses told the people, I set before you life and death. Every day, life and death are before you. You know, life and death are before you today. You know, some folk, now once again, they might be sick or whatever, so I'm not talking about the infirmed or those who had to work. But you know, some folk, yeah, somebody know what I'm getting ready to say. Some folk made a choice today that they was going to worship at the church where Reverend Sheets and Pastor Pillow was at. You know, they made that choice. That was going to be their place of worship today. But you made a choice that you were going to come here and worship with the saints and hear the word of God. You made a choice. That was a good choice. It really was. You know, by nature of the fact that you're sitting here, it's a good choice. Now, if you fall asleep, that's a bad choice. Turn to your neighbor. No, just... A good choice, being here today, good choice. Choice, life is made up of choices. Let me hit these last two, and I'll finish this morning. We'll finish next week. Serve the Lord. You make a choice as to whether or not you want to serve the Lord. Look at Joshua 24. Joshua 24 in verse 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We have chosen to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, you know, we have chosen to serve the Lord. Now, that don't necessarily mean that everybody in your house is going to be serving God. That don't mean that, because you might have some folk that done broke rank in your crib, you know? And, you know, nothing you can do about them. But you can hold up that righteous standard and say, well, look, this house right here honors God. This house right here honors the Lord. And you know, now, if you're going to stay here, you know, if you're going to stay here, you know, we're going to honor Christ in this home. You know, me and my wife, every morning, Monday through Friday, 6:30, we get up, whole family, 6:30 in the morning, get up, and we're going through the purpose-driven life. Pray for me. Pray for me. I told my wife, I said, man, God has blessed us. God has been good to us. And I said, you know what? We're going to make a little sacrifice here. Yeah, we're going to get up 6:30 every morning, Monday through Friday, and we're going to serve him. That's going to be the standard. That's the standard that we have set here. And you know what? Like I said, everybody might not want the standard, but you know what? This is the standard. And I believe that's what Joshua was saying here. You know, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And it's a choice that you make. It's a choice, a conscious choice that you make that you're going to serve the Lord. Life is made up of choices. They're made up of choices. And your destiny is determined by the choices that you make to get you where you need to go. And I would to God that everybody here would know where God wants them to be. And you would make the appropriate choices to get you there. If God wants you to have a college degree, then you know what? You got to start making some choices to get some catalogs. You got to start making some choices to find out what tuition costs are. You got to start making some choices to put a little money aside so that you can pay for your tuition. You got to start making some choices. If God is telling you that you need to be employed in a certain area, then you need to make the choices that's going to get you there. Oh, it might be rough. I'm not here to say that it's going to be smooth sailing, but you got to start the ball in motion. You got to point it in some direction, and you got to start moving in the direction. And the only way that you're going to do that is begin to make choices to get there. But I also want to say this, that we need to be aware, because quicker than quick, we can find ourselves making an unwise choice. And our whole destiny, our whole character become devastated because we've made a wrong choice. Every day, you've already made about 50 choices today already. When you leave here, there's 1,000 more choices that you're going to make. I pray that when you leave here, life and death, blessing and cursing, choose life. Choose life.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Personal Discipline. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, consider what God wants your life to be and choose accordingly. You can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request, consider what God wants your life to be and choose accordingly. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request, consider what God wants your life to be and choose accordingly. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 7 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our entire volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.